Blog Talk Radio.
Chance to hang out with them this week, and it was
fun, but it was exhausting, I'll put it that way. In any event, we have a special guest today, and her name is Kimberly Shearer, and Kimberly has been on my show at least once. And one of the things that we do with Women of Influence is we sort of turn it over to the guest for a half an hour to teach what they know. Kimberly, I think, might be taking 20 minutes, and then we go to commercial, and then we come back, and we do a Q&A with the guests. So Kimberly is an expert in parenting communication, and Kimberly, are you there? Welcome to the show.
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Listen, I'm going to turn it over to you. I'm going to mute myself. You know, you have 20 to 30 minutes. When you're done, I'll be listening. I'll come back and we'll go to commercial and then we'll do a quick Q&A, okay?
Okay. Awesome. Thank you, Tony.
All right. Take it away.
Okay. As we all know, when things are going well at home, we're more able to be focused at work. However, this is easier said than done. Think about all the challenges you have at home, especially with your family and especially with your kids. I'm Kimberly Shearer, founder of Academy for Independence. And for over a decade, I have been helping parents have better relationships with their teenagers so they can be more present at work and have more peace when they come home. In addition to being a teen breakthrough coach, I'm also a mom. So I get where parents are coming from. And one of my biggest accomplishments is that I survived both my daughter's teen years. Woohoo! Today, I will talk about a common frustration that parents, who are also professionals, have with teenagers. Understanding this frustration is important because according to Productivity Pro, 49% of professionals who are also parents go to work with concerns about their family. Parenting stress that is carried to work decreases their concentration and productivity. For the last decade, I have been the translator between parents and teens. Parents often say to me, "I don't like working with my teen right now. I'll let you do that because there is too much drama and trauma." Teens confide in me because they can talk out their issues in a safe, supportive space, so there's less acting out at home. Specifically, one of the biggest frustrations that professional parents have with teens concerns them not taking responsibility. And what's really cool is I'm going to give you three perspectives on this frustration. The parent's perspective, what teens have told me what they really think about the parent's perspective, and what's really going on beneath the surface. When your teen does not take responsibility, it often looks like this. As a single professional mother said to me, "I don't understand why my daughter's shoes are near the closet and not in the closet. Food wrappers are left on the kitchen counter when the trash can is right there. She retreats to her bedroom, and if I wasn't on her to complete her school assignments, I don't think her homework would get done at all. I feel like I'm always nagging at her. This is not the kind of relationship I want with my daughter. She should know better. She's 15 years old." The teen's perspective is different. "My mom doesn't respect my space. She's always on me to finish the chores, my homework. She complains about my room being messy. It's annoying. I'm not a kid anymore. I don't need her telling me what to do and how messy my room is. Yeah, sometimes I forget about the chores. And really, is it that big of a deal that I don't put my shoes in the closet? And as far as homework goes, I'll get to it when I get to it. I wish my mom would just chill and let me make my own mistakes. She doesn't even put her own shoes away in the closet." what's really beneath the surface. What the mom is really saying is that she is trying her best to clean the house. But when her daughter is messy, the mom feels devalued and disrespected. What the teen is really saying is that she can relate to her mom's feelings. She also feels disrespected, but for a different reason. The teen feels disrespected because she translates her mom's nagging into treating her like a kid. What she really wants is more freedom and to be trusted. What's the solution for creating a win-win situation? Feel free to write down these breakthrough tips. In a teen's world, a win is having more freedom and trust. So avoid nagging them. The more the parent persists, the more the teen resists. Write that one down. The more the parent persists, the more the teen resists. In a parent's world, a win is feeling respected by having your teen do what you ask them to do. However, research has shown that for most teens, the part of the brain that plans, organizes, and prioritizes isn't even formed until age 25. Rental car agencies know this. That's why you can't rent a car before the age of 25. Nevertheless, you can give your teen a competitive advantage. You can give them transferable skills that will improve their grades, help them get great paying jobs, and become the next generation of productive, heartfelt leaders this world so desperately needs. The first step is my course, Increase Your Teen's Productivity in School and for Life. In the course, your teen will learn the tools they need to be successful in having more freedom. So don't nag at them. So you don't nag at them, at least not as often, because the tools and the practice will get them in the habit of success. Specifically, your teen will develop a realistic schedule to manage their time, so they have time to unwind, as well as time to complete all their chores and homework, which is beneficial for both you and your teen. In the course, I tell your teen about time blocking. I taught this skill to my daughter when she was a teen, and wow, did it pay off. When she went on her first job interview, her ability to explain how she could manage her time differentiated her from all the other applicants. She impressed the employer so much, she hired her. What if your teenager rocked their first job interview after college? Another breakthrough tip, help your teen establish weekly habits, which first begins with having an honest conversation with your teen. Listen to their perspective so they feel more respected and you are working together to find a solution. Teens need your guidance in making correlations between their actions and the consequences of their actions. This gives them choice so that they aren't just reacting impulsively. For example, I had a student who was labeled a behavior problem because he seemed to be making bad choices. He wasn't turning in his assignments, and he didn't ask his teachers for clarification when he didn't understand something. What was missing is that he didn't see the correlation of how his poor decisions affected his grades. While working with this teen and talking honestly, the opportunity was there to bring the correlation between his poor decisions and their impact on his grades into his awareness. Once your teen is more aware, then they can choose to turn in their assignments and communicate with the teacher to clarify instructions in a non-confrontive manner. Then these choices become habit because your teen sees the results in improved grades. And effective clarification with teachers is transferable to effective clarification on the job with managers on the job. Bottom line, learning an organized system to track assignments and knowing how to communicate with the teacher resulted with this particular student going from being labeled as a behavior problem to being noted as student of the month for most improved. And within 6 months, this student made the honor roll. Both organization and advocating for oneself are skills that I teach your teen in my course. Another breakthrough tip is to know the OMMM formula for productivity. It's called OM because it brings peace and balance to your teen's life and your life too. So everyone go, OM. What does it stand for? Let me say it one more time so that you can write it down. It's OMMM. The O stands for organization. If you want your teen to be more successful, they need to be more organized. And that can start with something as simple as having all their school supplies in one space. Once they get into the habit of organizing one space, it's easier to extend that into other spaces. Although I can't promise you that this will extend into them organizing their bedroom. M stands for motivation. If you want your teen to be more productive, it's not about you motivating your teen, but about your teen motivating themselves. Sometimes we act as if one productivity method applies to all teens, when in reality, it's really important that the productivity method that your teen is doing matches their specific personality. And that's why I highly recommend having your teens take a short personality quiz to figure out what motivates them. And then use their results to pick the best productivity method for them. Managing time. Given teens busy schedules, friends, family, after-school activities, it's really important that your teen is not just managing time, but they are managing what's important. So it's beneficial to help teens sort out what's a priority and then prompt them to look at their calendars until that becomes a habit. Mindset. If teens think productivity is difficult to learn, well, you're less likely to want to learn it. Whereas if you have the mindset that this can really help me improve my grades, then you're more open to learning the methods. But even more importantly, put into practice. It's the practice that ultimately forms into a successful habit. Mindset is also, I'd like to share a story about how mindset changed one of my students' lives. So this student came to me really without any hope of ever going to college, and the parents weren't sure she could be successful in college. And through working with increasing her productivity skills and study habits, that actually, and her perspective. I want to back up for a minute, because we had the opportunity to talk and to explore with her without any pressure from the parents whether or not college might be, she might want to explore college. And she was open to that. And when we, with productivity skills and also better study habits, she, and practicing them in real life in high school, over time, those skills became a habit. And then she started to see results and get better grades and realize, I can do this. I can do college. And now, and she also didn't have her driver's license at the time. So now she's driving. She's attending San Jose State University. And she told me directly, Kimberly, you gave me the confidence to go to college. So this all came from being competent to being confident. And this just kind of changed her life, because it helped her overcome her self-doubt, which would have stopped her. But instead, she stepped out, she took a risk, and now this belief, instead of this self-doubt, this belief will replay in her mind when another opportunity edges her comfort zone. And that is, don't listen to the fear and go for it. And she'll create a life that she truly desires. We talked about one of the most common parent frustrations and some practical solutions. I've taken my last decade of knowledge on productivity and condensed it into a 5-week online group training course. Once again, it's called Increase Your Teen's Productivity in School and for Life. Your teen will learn best practices in time management and organization and create their own system while learning from other teens' experiences in the group. Teens are also more likely to want to learn how to increase their productivity when they can meet more friends while learning. And because this course is online, it's convenient and time efficient. You don't have to drive them to another class. Phew! We are doing this through video conferencing, so your teens are safe and their privacy is protected. Parents often ask me how to invite their teens to participate. I want everyone to think about your teen. And one approach is to say, you've wanted more freedom, right? I know of this short 5-week course where you meet online with other teens who could become your friends, and you learn how to be more productive. When you're more productive, life seems easier, and you'll have more free time to do what you want. The course is valued at $297, but today I'm offering this special course for just $97. Think about that. That's less than $20 a week for your teen to gain productivity skills that will last their lifetime. And you get to create more peace at home and more peace of mind at work. Today, I only had time to touch on one challenge of parents. But if you're open to having a more comprehensive list of practical solutions that you can refer to exactly when you need them, I'd be happy to send you my free ebook, Overcoming Your Teen's Biggest Challenges. And you'll also hear about all upcoming events, trainings, and workshops, which will help you have a more confident, fun, and peaceful relationship with your teen. Let me leave you with this. There are many things we talked about in terms of the one frustration and transforming that frustration into teen success. I believe that if we can transform our teens, we can transform the future. Our teens are one of the best investments that we can make. Let's keep empowering our teens to make breakthrough choices.
Okay, and we will be right back to talk to Kimberly right after these messages.
If you are a professional who feels stuck under a glass ceiling and your gifts are going to waste, then I have a special gift for you. I'm Amanda Eloesh, San Francisco's leading spiritual success mentor, and I find that many professionals who come to me feel like they've tried everything they can think of to get ahead and still hunger for more meaning and fulfillment. I can help you to reach more clients and make more money through deep spiritual awakening and medicine ceremonies. For a complimentary 60-minute exploration of how I can help you, visit Eloesh.com, that's Eloesh.com, and grab your Breakthrough to Success Mentoring Kit. It's my gift to you so you can stop struggling and start living your purpose now.
Most of us experience 200 chemicals before we get to the breakfast table. Want to kick chemicals to the curb? Start with the largest organ of your body, your skin. From the banks of the Rogue River in Michigan, Flow Soap Studio has created a chemical-free soap that your body will love. Our soap is made with botanical oils, natural colors, and scented with pure essential oils. It's vegan and never tested on animals. That means no tallow from large factory slaughterhouses, no GMO oils, detergents, perfumes, or harsh sulfates. Not a single ingredient is created in a laboratory, so it's safe for the environment and amazing for your skin. Find us on Facebook at Flow Soap Studio or visit flowsoapstudio.com today and get free shipping. That's Flow, F-L-O-W, soapstudio.com.
Hi, this is Lisa Downs with Downs Leadership. I work with technical leaders and teams in STEM professions to increase their productivity, collaboration, and innovation, and decrease dysfunction, miscommunication, and bad fit when it comes to hiring. Basically, if there's a people problem, I can help you solve it. Whether you're a startup or an established business, Downs Leadership can provide you with one-on-one leader coaching, executive coaching, and team building and development. Do any of these scenarios sound familiar? Your business is growing so fast you don't have time to get to know your people. You spend so much time dealing with conflict that you feel like a parent refereeing the kids. You have managers who haven't had good support in knowing how to manage effectively. Your team doesn't know each other well and how to best work together. You keep hiring the wrong people and need some help figuring it out. If you said yes to any of these situations, give me a call at 425-216-3015 or visit downsleadership.com today to learn more and schedule a free leadership strategy session with me. That's Lisa Downs with Downs Leadership. Data-driven, STEM-focused, results realized.
Discover the three top reasons why your money flow may be blocked. You've lost your creativity because you have way too much stress in your life. You are out of alignment with your soul purpose, or your inspiration has run dry. If you are experiencing any of these, then you will love the free gift from Lucy McMonagle that will make you a money magnet. Get instant access at wealthpouch.com. This is the one tool that will open the floodgates of your wealth today. So go to wealthpouch.com now and get instant access. I will see you at wealthpouch.com.
Okay, and we are back talking to Kimberly Shearer. And Kimberly, give us sort of an idea of how you got your start as a consultant, as a coach. I don't want to call you a therapist because I think you do a little bit more than that. But how'd you get started?
Oh, wow. Well, I got started really working with teens that were struggling in school. And so I don't know what that's really where a lot of where I really saw such fantastic results with the productivity skills. And so now I've turned that into a course to offer it to more people and be available to more people.
Okay, and so as I mentioned, it's, my niece, who's 11, was here with her mother, and one of the things, well, there's a couple of things that happened. Number one, I really did not know how to talk to an 11-year-old or what 11-year-olds like or don't like or whatever, but it was relatively easy to talk to her and relatively easy for her to confide in me. And one of the things that I learned about her is that she's been dealing with a bully at school. And apparently the school officials know all about this, and, you know, they're sort of dealing with this with the parents. But what advice would you give to other parents who might be in a similar situation?
Mm-hmm. Well, If your, you know, child or a preteen teen is coming to you expressing, you know, confiding in you about a bully, then one of the best things you can do is take a proactive stance. If you don't, because that's your child not feeling safe while at school. That's very scary and detrimental to their self-esteem. So, I think that's one piece, is showing your support in being proactive with the school. I know sometimes if the bullying is really bad, that parents have elected to find an alternative or keep their teen away from school. And it's a tough one, but I think also beginning the conversation about judgments and maybe some of the reasons why bullies bully might be helpful, so that your teen isn't really agreeing with some of the judgments that's being projected at them. And I think that's really helpful.
Let me throw another scenario at you. This is really important. Mm-hmm. Let's say that your child is not being bullied, but is the bully. How do you talk to your child about not being a bully? How do you break him or her from that habit?
Well, I think that the child that's the bully is acting out because somewhere they're not getting their needs met. They're not feeling significant in the family. Probably has low self-esteem themselves. That's why they're bullying. So key to that is, you know, paying attention and giving them attention. Also, talking to them about helping build their self-esteem and talking to them about their, you know, their strengths is one way, but maybe even their values and just really being honest. The reasons you love your son or daughter. And but I really think that a bully acts out because they're not getting their needs met. And they feel
okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want people to know about working with you?
Well, I guess one thing I would like parents to know, because I think sometimes independence can be misconstrued, and I take a stand for that, and that I would like for them to know that for me, independence isn't about giving your teen the freedom to do whatever they want, but it's about giving them the skills and having the competence. And so that's one thing. And just that I have a passion for teens because they're exploring their identity, and it's a fantastic time to look at some limiting beliefs they may have about themselves or about how the world works, and learning how to spin those thoughts or reframe those beliefs so that they're no longer limiting your teen. And I think that's really powerful. So that's why I include the mindset in, my course.
Okay. And tell everybody or remind everyone where they can reach out to you, learn more about your course.
Awesome. You can contact me directly through my website, which is AFF as in Frank, I, the number 4, me.com. So that's AFI for me.com. And also, if you want to get my free ebook, Overcoming Your Teen's Biggest Challenges, you could go to my website and just download it from there as well.
Okay, and you have another website, academyforindependence.com?
It's linked, so that's so long and easy to misspell, so it's just really AFIforme.com. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you
for
that.
Yeah, that's the one that's on our website. Kimberly Shearer, will you come back and talk to us again?
I would love to. Thank you so much for asking. Absolutely.
My pleasure. Listen, you have a wonderful weekend, and I'm going to see you soon, I believe, at one of our upcoming events.
Yes, you will. Sure.
All right.
Thank you, Tony.
Right.
Okay.
Thank
Bye.
You, and we will be right back after these messages.
Hello. This is Meenakshi Ramesh from www.tapyourwaytohealing.com. I'm a certified EFT practitioner. EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques, also called as tapping. Ask yourself these questions. Are you struggling with any physical or emotional discomfort? Are you tired of being overwhelmed and stressed? Have you been procrastinating on your projects? Have you been feeling guilty for all your mistakes? Are you suffering from insomnia? Do you want to improve your self-confidence? Are you struggling to lose weight? If you have answered yes to any of these questions, send me an email at tapyourwaytohealing@gmail.com for a free complimentary session. I hope to see you there. Thank you.
Startup founders, are you looking for resources, space, mentors, service providers? Visit us.techcode.com. Is your company growing and are you ready to access new markets? Overseas, China, Europe, North America? Visit us.techcode.com. Are you a mentor or service provider that are interested in access to startups in incubators or accelerators throughout the world? Visit us.techcode.com.
Business Connections of Nevada, where Las Vegas small business professionals meet for professional networking. Business Connections of Nevada, with over $10 million in revenues amongst its members in 3 years, it's no wonder why we're Las Vegas' premier networking group. Our progressive approach to membership includes, but doesn't depend just on referrals alone. We're more than that, much more. Our membership continues to grow because our peer-to-peer education and collaboration results in both professional and personal growth. Come grow with us at bcn-nv.com. We meet at the Beacon Center. The Beacon Center, practical and affordable meeting space for any professional event. The Beacon Center, located near the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. The Beacon Center is convenient from anywhere in Las Vegas. Go to thebeaconcenter.com for details. This is Connections of Nevada. BCN-NV.com. The Beacon Center. TheBeaconCenter.com.
Okay, and I will be at the Beacon Center on the 9th of May at the Women of Influence Conference in Vegas. And be sure to email me for her ticket information. Excuse me. And if you happen to be in Reno on the 4th through the 6th, be sure to sign up for my 3-day retreat. That's going to be at the Silver Legacy. I'm really excited about doing this. This is going to give you an opportunity to connect with other speakers and learn a lot about how to make money as a speaker. So be sure to email me about both of those events, and I'm happy to send that to you. I will be back on April the 6th. We have all new guests, which I'm really excited about. We've got Jill Lublin, Amy Cohen, Jackie Latham, and San Francisco mayoral candidate Angela Alioto. So until April the 6th at 3:30, I'm Tony Wilkins. Be sure to tune in. We'll see you then.